KO4CEM, Mobile and Echo Link.
KGSW Mobile.
KO4HKX, Mobile. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning, Patrick. And Kim, was that you? KO4CEM.
I'm back, finally.
I thought you might be down for a week or two. That's good. I'm glad to hear you back out and going to work. That's good.
Yep, glad to hear you, Ken. Back. Yeah, I was getting ready for work yesterday morning. I felt fine until Susan said, hey, my sister texted me. They have COVID. So I took a test, and it's like, well, dang.
What's y'all's return to work? Do you have to get a negative test or just go without symptoms?
You just have to be 5 days from when you got sick and no symptoms. So I got to wear that stupid mask, but other than that, that's about it.
Just no worse than that, and you can go back to work.
Yeah, I had one of my contract workforce employees. I mean, he used it up for 3 weeks, and then I guess he finally just quit. So I don't know if he was out interviewing or what, but, man, he used COVID as the excuse the whole time. And then finally it's like, all right, y'all, he ain't coming back. Y'all got to do something. But it's crazy how people still get away with it. But, yeah, most of the time if my people come in and say they don't feel good, I'm like, well, grab a mask just in case.
If they say I needed to be 5 days from when I tested positive. It's like, really? Who the heck tests every time they get up and they sneeze?
That was the case. They couldn't keep enough tests for people.
I mean, especially this time of year, too, because, I mean, you got, you know, we keep swinging from hot and cold. It throws everybody's sinuses off, and, I mean, you never know what's going on right now.
I got a head cold because I wasn't feeling, you know, I had a fever and that, wasn't feeling well, just a little achy and that, but I felt better, you know, in a day or two, so I wasn't even going to worry about it. Hardest part was driving back from Raleigh not feeling well.
So how was your time with your family up in Raleigh?
In the beginning, but yeah, the time up there, it was good. I mean, we had decent time. The trouble was that everybody pretty much got sick about on the same day.
It's funny, though, because every time you mention Raleigh, I always think of Andy Griffin.
Why does Raleigh make you think about Andy Griffin?
Wasn't that where they were talking about going all the time, the big city of Raleigh?
Going to Raleigh and Mount Pilot and that. But trust me, this town they live in is a long way from being like Mayberry.
To find me a town like Mayberry to live in anymore.
Yeah, I definitely don't know where that would be, though. Not anymore.
Definitely few and far between, and when people do find one, they start moving there and then make it just like the place they left.
That's for sure what's happened to the little town I live in.
Yeah, I think one of our favorite episodes of Andy Griffith is the spoiled kid, where he teaches Opie how to act like he's spoiled and pitch a fit. And he don't get his way, but I think that kid said he was from Raleigh. And that was the funny part of the time. We like showing that episode to our kids.
No Black Friday shopping.
I did all my shopping on Amazon. It's all being delivered to the house. And then I got the shotgun I ordered for my son. It's supposed to be coming in this week, so hopefully it'll be today or tomorrow.
Participate at all in Cyber Monday.
A little bit in the beginning.
I said I didn't participate too much in Black Friday. We went out that afternoon, and then I didn't do anything for Cyber Monday.
I'd heard Cyber Monday was good if you wanted like a deal on a computer, but I wasn't really in the business of shopping for computers, so I didn't even think I really went on Amazon to check out and see if I had anything. I think I was pretty well done anyway. Ken, have you given any thought to Winterfield Day, like coming out and actually going anywhere, or are you going to try to do it from your house this year?
plans on doing anything yet.
All right, I'm just trying to get a feel for where to try to pick a spot. I don't know if a park would be a good place to go, or I don't really want to spend money on a campground or something like that, but it's got to be a park between that's central to all of us if you wanted to do it. I think that would be the way to go.
I recommend this. We can go to DuPont State Forest because it's at the top of the ridge, and we'll have height to our advantage anyway.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, as long as there's a parking area, that's all we really need at the end of the day.
Rural parking area.
I did email Dave last night just to ask him, because were they doing winter field day or was it regular field day? I can't remember. I'm confused about which one that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society tried to set up. And it wasn't really, you know, it was just kind of a bring your radio and come out and have fun. But it wasn't really a club event, I guess. But I was just trying to remember. I just couldn't remember if it was field day or just a regular field day.
That I don't remember, Andrew.
Because if I remember correctly, it was something, I don't remember if I got a late start and there wasn't a lot of interest, or it was raining that weekend or something. I just can't remember. I vaguely remember that it was happening. I just can't remember what it was.
Rained that weekend.
They're doing Parks on the Air from Alcatraz on Friday.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love to be able to get that contact.
Yeah, because it's only single sideband voice.
I did get it was a digital QSL card for one of the contacts I did where it was, I can't remember the exact thing, but it had something to do with Godzilla. So I got a digital QSL card and it's got Godzilla on it in black and white. I thought it was pretty cool.
So I made a SOTA contact this weekend. Do I need to do anything special to log that contact?
No, it's a lot like POTA. You don't, I mean, if you want to log it for your records, that's fine, but as far as you getting points, it's up from POTA or SOTA activator to log the contacts, and that's what gives you credit for anything. But if you want to, you can go to the website and sign up and it'll show you, but you do hear them here and there, but not a ton.
But I am coming into the black hole, gentlemen, so I'm going to say 7-3. Andrew, you have a good day and safe drive the rest of the day, rest of the morning. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, 7-3. If y'all want to go ahead and swap frequencies, I'm getting ready to pull up in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to jump out of the car and run in the plane anyway. So I'm going to have to say 7-3s myself. Y'all have a great one, and hopefully we'll holler at you when I get off work today. KO4CEF, and I will be clear in your five.
Guys, you guys have an awesome day, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon, and I'll go ahead and make the jump to the other frequency, KN4TFW, QSY.